This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology show. Your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, loves using technology to streamline her life and to make lessons more engaging. She is a graduated homeschool mom and teaches homeschoolers at her local co-op classes and online at fundafundaacademy.com. Whether you are tech-challenged or someone who loves technology, this show is for you. And here's your host, Meryl Vandermeerva.
Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling with Technology podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Vandermeerva, and today in episode 265, I'm going to be sharing 10 ways I am using AI in 2024. I decided to include the year in the title because I'm well aware that in a year's time, I will probably be using it in very different ways. So I'm going to tell you what I have been doing with it in the last 2 months. I have been using AI, as those of you who have been following the podcast for a while will know. I've been using it from when ChatGPT became a thing. Well, obviously, many of us were actually using AI in other things before that, but it wasn't anywhere close to how AI has developed in the past year and a bit. So, those of you who have never tried using AI, I'm hoping that by the end of this, you'll find some way that would make your life a little easier that you can try to use it. If you already are using AI, then I hope that maybe something that I have tried will be helpful to you and you'll realize you can do it too. I would love you to come to my Facebook group, the Homeschooling with Technology podcast community. It'll be in the show notes. Just scroll down for the show notes or go to homeschoolingwithtechnology.com and come and join us there. And I would love to know what you are doing with AI. So come and share, because the more useful ways we can find to share with each other, the more productive we can all be. Just at the outset, before I launch into my 10 ways, I just want to say that you will, I think, realize as I go through these different ways that I'm very much using AI as an assistant. I am not using it as a replacement for me, but if I could afford a full-time personal assistant, these are tasks that I would be giving that assistant to do. And because it is something I'm giving someone else to do, it would also be something I would check before I launched it into the world or acted on it. And so I think those are two really important things you need to remember, that, it is just like using an assistant. They are not always correct, and there are sometimes better ways to do things, but they are really helpful and save a lot of time. So with that, to give some context, I'm just going to jump in, and these are 10 in no particular order, as I just thought about them. The way I came up with them, by the way, is I literally pulled up the AI that I've been using in the last 2 months, and I looked to see what I was doing. So I'm not manufacturing any of these things. I'm really using it this way. The first thing, and I think I mentioned this in a recent episode, is I'm using it for podcast show notes, and I want to explain exactly how I'm doing it. I probably won't use it for this particular episode because I have 10 points and it's fairly easy for me just to create them myself. But when I have a guest, or when I've had a more unstructured one where I haven't got specific points, it is a huge pain at the end to go back and actually create decent podcast show notes. So what I've been doing now is I've been using a tool called Descript, which once I've edited the podcast audio, I pull that podcast audio into it, and it creates a transcript for me. I'm just using the free version, pops it out. Now, I know this is a very powerful tool, and I'm only using it in a very basic fashion. I could also use it to help me actually edit, but I haven't had time to mess around with that at the moment. But anyway, I use it to create the transcript. Then I take the transcript and I put it into, I started with ChatGPT, but I actually prefer Claude. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a comparison between some of the different AI assistants. And Claude is one that I do use quite frequently. So I put it into Claude and I ask it to create me show notes. Then I just go quick and look over it, see if there's anything I want to alter, add, subtract, change. And I pop it into the show notes and it's done. And so the whole process takes me perhaps 10 minutes, which is a huge time saver, maybe only 5 minutes, because once you get it down, it's really quick. So that's number one. Now, I realize you may not have a podcast, but there might be something similar that you could use it for, which is why I just wanted to explain what I was doing. So, you know, any audio file can be taken into Descript, and, you know, you could do the same thing, transcribe it, and then go into a GPT and ask it to do something with that transcript. The second one that I use it for is gift ideas. I really struggle when I have to find family and friends a gift. And you can go in and describe what you want. And you can be a lot more specific than when if you just do a Google search. So you can go and say, this is the age of the person. This is their likes. This is what they already have a lot of. And you can really drill down and say, you know, can you suggest some ideas? And you can ask it for 20 or 30 and it will just give you a lot. And I've actually come up with some great ideas by doing that in the past. Number three is recommendation letters. As an online teacher, a co-op teacher, and a science Olympiad and quiz bowl coach, I get a lot of requests for recommendation letters. And I know these are very important for the students, and so I take them very seriously. And they have in the past been taking me hours. When I say hours, I mean anywhere from 6 to 10 hours, I guess I would take over a recommendation letter. I'd think about it, write a plan, write it, go back, fix it, go and check and see exactly what I'm writing it for, etc., etc. I now have a new way. And you'll see, in case you're horrified that I might be creating recommendation letters from AI, it's still me writing it. I open up Google Docs and I voice to text. I just speak everything I can think of about the student that I think would be good in a recommendation letter. Once I have that, I take the transcript, and I have been using Claude. I take it and put it into Claude, but I first say to Claude that I am a high school teacher writing a recommendation letter for, and I say what for. If it's a scholarship, I will give a link to the scholarship, or I'd say, you know, if it's a specific college, or recently I've just done one for a past student for an internship. And I tell them exactly what it's for. I then give them the information from me, and I say, take this. And then I do one more thing. I actually take a recommendation letter that I wrote from scratch and I say, write it in a similar way to this one so it can see my style. And then I let it write it. And I've been amazed. So it keeps the stories that I tell about the students. It keeps the focus that I have put, what I've said about them. It's all there, but it just groups it. So it'll talk about all the different things that relate to their critical thinking skills or everything that relates to what a good team player they are, whatever it is. It puts it in a logical, organized fashion. And then again, I will go in and think, oh, I'd never use that word and I change it. Or I think they've actually left something out that I really do want to emphasize. So it's not the final version, but this whole process takes me 30 minutes. And I can tell you, I've done this now for a few students. They have all been accepted to the universities that they've applied to. They have been winning scholarships. And the one who had to do the internship, she got it. So I think this is an enhanced version of me, not a worse one. Then the fourth way is actually looking when I'm teaching a new unit, creating a unit study, looking at what topics to want to cover. I'm right now creating a world history class for my online class. And every time I get to a new time period, I ask AI, what are the topics that I should be covering? And I'll sometimes even ask them, do they know of good interactive sites? And recently, one of them did actually give me a good history one I did not know about. And sometimes even just, you know, ideas on, you know, fun assignments. But the main thing I'm looking for is I just want to make sure that I don't miss any topics, because I don't use a textbook, but I want to make sure that everything that should be in it, I have covered. And it's just a good way to check that I've covered everything. Leading on from that, number five is assignment ideas. So as I said, I do sometimes as I go through actually just ask it and see if it comes up with any good ones. But at the end of the first semester, I thought that some of my students might want extra credit and I just was exhausted. And so I went and said, this is the period we've covered so far. And what ideas do you have? And one of them that I used was they suggested that I give, I tell the students to choose any decade and then discuss it and create a timeline for it, but do the timeline for two different countries. So two different timelines. So, you know, if we'd been studying, and I just told the students to pick any countries that we hadn't gone into detail about, but they could have, you know, picked two different ones and looked to see during that time period what was happening in those two different, and I thought that countries, and I thought that was a good idea. Then one of my friends said to me, I saw her busy reading a book. We were actually at a science Olympiad tournament, and she was busy reading a book about Da Vinci, and she was trying to get some ideas for her co-op class on what projects she could do for them. And I said to her, oh, I wonder what ChatGPT could do. And this is what I asked. Pretend you're a teacher of 12-year-olds. What would be a good project related to Da Vinci and optics? That's exactly what she wanted, optics. ChatGPT came back and said, how about a project where students explore Da Vinci's experiments with optics and create their own simple optical devices, like a camera obscura or a periscope? It could be a hands-on way to learn about Da Vinci's contributions to the field. Then I asked, because the camera sounded a bit difficult, how would one build a periscope? Please provide directions a 12-year-old could understand, as well as supplies to purchase. And I said, certainly. It gave me the six different materials, and they were all just regular things, little mirrors, cardboard boxes, etc. And then step-by-step instructions on exactly what to do to create it. I just thought that was amazing. So did she. She was very impressed with how it could come up with something really good. And one more thing that related to this, that I suppose is perhaps more even the previous one of the topics to cover, is next year through Funda Funda Academy, our show sponsor, I'm going to be offering a computer science class, largely because the state I'm in, Tennessee, is now requiring it for all high schoolers as a requirement to graduate. And so we've been asked to actually create this. So I went on and I asked, I need to create a year-long course for high schoolers based on these standards. Can you write a description of the course plus provide a 32-module breakdown of what it should cover? And I gave a list to the standards from Tennessee. And it came up with 32 ideas. I also asked it where, what suggestions it had on places that I could go to, you know, find material to include in it. Obviously, the chances of me using the exact 32-module breakdown it gave me is very, very slim, but it's a place to start, and it doesn't make the task seem quite so daunting to me. Number six is assignment questions and suggested answers. I had a video I wanted the students to watch for world history, and I knew I needed to make some questions, and I don't like just asking content questions, so ones that would make them, you know, think about what they'd been watching and respond. And I put that into one of the GPTs and asked it to provide me some questions. I just gave the link to the video because they're now good enough, they can do that. And it came up with questions. And then I said, could you give me some suggested answers? And it reminded me that this was, you know, they were very open-ended questions and there could be a lot more, but it said, here's some things that they could answer. So that was very helpful. Number seven, I do a trivia night. I told you it's going to be kind of random. A trivia night once a week with a bunch of people that are local. We go to a local restaurant, and every night there is a question related to this day in history. So what I quickly do is I go onto ChatGPT before I get there and I say, please, can you tell me 20 things that happened on, and I give the exact date in history. I just do 20 because I find that usually the question that comes up is in that 20, not always. But again, it's a good place to start. And when I'm pushed for time, it's just a nice quick way. Now, there are websites that you can find. Britannica has a list, various other places have lists. But I find that it's more comprehensive when I actually ask ChatGPT. Number eight, I use AI to create titles for podcasts and also for blog posts, and even, I'm thinking what else I've done it for, various other things that you may need a title for. So obviously, you know, students could use this for essay titles even. I'm really bad at titles. Now, obviously, today's one was easy, 10 ways I'm using AI in 2024. I could come up with that. But if you were listening around Christmas time, there was one that AI came up with for me. I wanted to talk about different things that you could, I think, different games you could buy, etc., or different tech tools. And it came up with Tech the Halls. And I was like, oh, that's clever. I'd never have come up with that. I don't, sometimes it normally gives me like a double-barreled, sort of like two parts, Tech the Halls, and then it will say educational or STEM toys for Christmas. Sometimes I will mix and match. So I like the first part and not the second part. Sometimes I just kind of do a blend entirely of things. Sometimes I use it exactly as they come up with it. But again, when I'm brain dead, it gives me something to start with. And from that, I often find that I'll come up with an idea. Number nine, and I was using it literally this morning. I suddenly realized I could use it this way. It's going to be spring break coming up, and my husband and I want to go away. We know exactly how long we can go away for. And I know the area that we want to be going around with. We have a Sprinter van, and we're going to be just driving around. My husband needs to go see someone in the area, and he said, can you try and find out some other fun things to do? I went into a number of different GPTs as part of my experiment that I'm doing now, comparing them, and then I will come back and report back in another episode. And I simply told it who we are, what kind of things we like. I say who we are, I described us. I didn't give our names. And I said where our starting point would be. I said that we don't like to drive on the highways. And, you know, we'd like places that were nice to photograph. You know, I like history, obviously. I just gave all the info and said, can you come up with a suggested route? Some of them just gave me different random ideas that I'd have to kind of plan it out myself. Others literally came up with it. Day one, do this. Day two, do that. And it was really nice. And I'm not sure which one we're going to use yet. I'm going to sit with my husband in the next couple of days. But I definitely think we're going to be using some of the ideas that came up that way. And then the last one, which is not to do with the assistant AIs, but rather graphic, is I do use Canva whenever I have to create my own graphics, which I think I'm going to have to do for this particular episode because my virtual assistant is away right now and I didn't give her the topic in time. So when I am creating graphics for the podcast or for a blog post or whatever I'm using it for, often I cannot find a picture that is, a graphic that is free, you know, whether it's a photo or line art or whatever it is. And Canva has got a great free text to picture. I think it's one of their little apps inside Canva. And I am going to go onto that and simply tell it that I'm looking for ways to use AI. And I wanted to just come up with a depiction of that. And I'm hoping it will come up with something good. I can't say for sure now if I'm going to be using that, but I'm definitely going to be trying it. And this is something that I use quite frequently because I just don't have a lot of time. And if I've been looking for, I mean, I always look for places where I can get free graphics. And if I've tried Canva itself and it hasn't got anything, and I've tried Unsplash and a few of the others, then getting AI to create it is just the quickest way. So there you have it. Those are 10 ways I'm using it right now at the beginning of 2024. Maybe I should have even added that into the title. Who knows in a couple of months how I'll be using it as it keeps expanding its capabilities. But I would love to know, what are you doing? What ways can you share? And if you share, you're going to give other people ideas and then they can try things and share again. And this way, as I said, we can all be more productive. That's it for this week. If you found this useful, please won't you spend just 1 second and give a rating on the podcast player that you're using. If you have even more time, you're sitting and waiting for a child somewhere, a little review would be much appreciated. It really helps to get this podcast put in front of other people. And thank you if you have already done that. I really do appreciate it. I didn't understand how important this was until I started my own podcast. And I do now try to do it for other people's podcasts as I find them useful. And I just want to also show my gratitude and help others to find them too. Well, that is finally it for this week. And I will see you again, same time, same place, next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Homeschooling with Technology with Meryl Vandemerva. Visit her at fundafundaacademy.com and homeschoolingwithtechnology.com. Homeschooling with Technology is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.